I would like for you to address some of the concerns the board's brought up in the public testimony. I don't think we need to go over Piltdown Mound. I think he's covered. But I would like something on the Cambrian explosion and on the transitional fossils or lack thereof in the fossil record.
Well, let me say, I'm a physical anthropologist, so my expertise lies in human paleontology, that is to say fossil man. And there are continually, almost on a weekly basis, new fossils being discovered and integrated into the fossil repertoire. So right now we have maybe 16, 17 different species identified over a period of time that continues to be expanded, beginning at 7 million years ago, ending at about 100,000 years ago. We have, I would say, arguably the most complete sequence of fossil succession of any mammal in the world. No gaps, no lack of transitional fossils, a nice clean example of what Darwin thought was a gradualistic evolutionary change, which itself is punctuated with a few relatively sudden changes. So when people talk about the lack of transitional fossils or gaps in the fossil record, it absolutely is not true. And it is not true specifically and ironically for our own species rather than for some other.